Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 24th. And today is Christmas Eve. Families gather with warmth, lights, and carols as they prepare festive meals, exchange thoughtful gifts, and share cozy stories by candlelight. Communities host midnight services and parades that welcome quiet reflection, joyful singing, and a spirit of peace and generosity that brightens winter evenings. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves around 3 to 4+ feet. Conditions stay choppy until about 10 when they clean up to 3+ feet. By 1 o'clock, the waves will be 2 to 4 feet and conditions will be clean again. Winds are currently sideshore at 29 miles per hour, shifting to offshore later in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide when the south-southwest swell is 5 feet at 8 seconds. And the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5 feet just before 11 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide just before 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday offers fair conditions with waves in the range of 2 to 4 feet, but choppy conditions emerge later in the day as winds pick up. Friday builds to 5 to 7 feet with fair conditions early, though choppy waves develop by evening. Saturday sees a slight decrease to 3 to 5 feet with clean conditions early, making it the best day of the period. This morning, it's showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like 62 degrees with 25-mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:57. Looking ahead in the weather, Christmas Day will be cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, a high near 61, and south-southeast winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. Showers and thunderstorms continue Thursday night into Friday with lows around 55 and highs falling to near 58 Friday, then drawing to a mostly sunny Saturday with highs near 58 and a sunny Sunday near 61. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California is launching a new pilot program called FAST to immediately review drivers caught speeding over 100 miles per hour. The Department of Motor Vehicles can now suspend or revoke licenses through an administrative process, regardless of court convictions. This initiative aims to curb the rise in traffic fatalities, as nearly 1,600 excessive speeding citations are issued monthly. California Transportation Secretary Taksa Mishekin stated, "The FAST pilot reflects our commitment to innovation, accountability, and prevention." The program will evaluate its effectiveness by comparing current citation data against figures from the same time last year. Now on to sports. The National Football League has upheld DK Metcalf's 2-game suspension after his appeal. The Pittsburgh Steelers receiver will miss the Week 17 and Week 18 games for initiating a physical confrontation with a fan. Metcalf's suspension will cost him more than $555,000 in salary for those games. His contract guarantees were also voided due to conduct detrimental to the league. Coach Mike Tomlin expressed support for Metcalf, stating he has been a great teammate. With Metcalf absent, the Steelers will rely on mid-season additions and other receivers to step up. In local sports, Dylan Brooks scored 25 points, Devin Booker added 21, and the Phoenix Suns pulled away in the second half to beat the Lakers 132-108 on Tuesday night. The Lakers were without five-time All-Star Luka Doncic, who was out with a lower leg contusion. Austin Reeves returned after missing three games, finishing with 17 points on 6 of 11, shooting off the bench. LeBron James led the Lakers with 23 points as Los Angeles has now lost two straight. The Suns have won 2 of 3 against the Lakers this season. Up next, the Lakers host Houston on Thursday. In top news, the recent fight between Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua almost cost DraftKings $100 million. But everyday bettors were the real losers, as sportsbooks had a profitable night. Joshua knocked out Paul in the sixth round, while bettors heavily favored Paul, with 86% of wagers placed on him. DraftKings noted a significant liability if Paul had won, but they celebrated Joshua's victory. Alex Rella from BetMGM stated it was the best boxing outcome of the year. Paul acknowledged his defeat while claiming a broken jaw, expressing respect for Joshua as a true fighter. In business news, California Pizza Kitchen has just sold. An investor group led by Consortium Brand Partners plans to acquire the chain. The deal, scheduled to close this month, is valued at just under $300 million, according to Reuters. The new owners say California Pizza Kitchen is positioning itself for a new era of growth, with franchise expansion, new products, and enhanced retail presence. Founded in 1985 in Beverly Hills, California, by two former federal prosecutors, the chain now operates more than 120 restaurants in 10 countries. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to $87,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $2,900. And XRP is down 2% to $1.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists just made teleportation a reality with this groundbreaking experiment. Researchers successfully beamed quantum information for the first time, which could change your life forever. A research team from the University of Stuttgart in Germany recently teleported quantum information, as published in the journal Nature Communications this November. This scientific leap could lead to a quantum internet, offering infinitely more secure information transmission. David Oshelam, PhD, states that an entangled network of quantum computers could enable unhackable messages and solve complex problems. Although currently limited, these findings are a crucial step toward bridging greater distances in quantum communication. And in entertainment news, Jack Black is returning to voice Bowser for the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and he is teasing the upcoming film. Although he could not disclose much about the animated adaptation, the Orange County actor stated that video gamers who have played Super Mario Galaxy will enjoy it. I am sworn to secrecy, but there are tons of Easter eggs, And anyone who loves that universe will be very pleased with the way it has been brought to the big screen. Black told Games Radar. The film opens in theaters on April 3rd, 2026. Returning voice actors include Chris Pratt as Mario, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, and others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Mark Twain. And he said, "The best way to cheer yourself is to try to cheer someone else up, capturing the essence of holiday warmth and generosity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.